a privilege for me and a great responsibility, because I know and I believe that there's many people listening to this message that don't come regularly. This happens every Easter and Christmas, and that's good. This might be your semi-annual visit. This might be your annual visit. We don't know, but we're glad you're with us. And we are going to have a wonderful time in the scriptures. We're going to be looking in the New Testament, and we're going to be studying and reading and seeing what Easter is all about. I'm excited to be with you. I've had a tremendous weekend. I'm wondering how your weekend has gone. I was saying earlier to a congregation here that this week has been, well, altogether so far, four messages plus one others, which is five messages and two weddings. And oh, it's been beautiful. So I'm glad to be with you. And I'm going to just share the screen with and we'll get into our sermon. And I trust that God will bless you as you share with us and enjoy this message. So again, dear friends, welcome. We are glad you're here. Now, I'm not a regular member of 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, but I can welcome you because I'm the speaker, so welcome. And I'm glad you're here. I'm glad to be here. And this is really our 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel Easter Sunday service. And it's a special service. Now, it has been said already today that every Sunday is Easter to myself personally and to many people out there in Zoom land. Now, I don't know what Easter means to you, but we're going to look at it and we're going to see, what is Easter all about? What's all the excitement about? Why are we talking so excitable about it? What is so special? Well, the story of Easter is no fairy tale or religious device. It's a demonstration. This celebration is a demonstration of the power of God and his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, for people who are suffering because of sin. I use the word sin, but it's a biblical word, and we're going to look at it. I know we don't like to use the word sin. God yearns to give each one of us out there in Zoom land happiness and peace. Many of us attended a conference this weekend, and one of the themes was on happiness. and I'm going to be talking about happiness this morning. Now, I'm not going to steal parts of his sermon, but it was awesome. And you be able to be happy if you obey what the Word of God tells you to do. God wants us to be happy. God wants us to have peace. But sin, that sin that we're going to talk a little bit about, that we've inherited in our human nature, robs us of that. So it does say in the Bible, and it's a biblical verse in Romans chapter 3:23, for all have fallen short of the glory of God, for all have sinned, and all have fallen short of the glory of God. This is a biblical concept. It's not a church doctrine in the sense that it's made up by the church. It is in the Word of God. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And this has robbed us of that happiness. Even though you're going to see on the faces of many people in your screen right now, they're smiling because they're happy. But some aren't. And maybe you're not happy. Maybe you're not enjoying. So, dear friends, what is the meaning of Christmas? What is the real meaning of Christmas? Easter is defined in the dictionaries and so on as a Sunday each year that celebrates the resurrection of Jesus. And we're going to talk about that also. Because, see, when the women went to the tomb on that Sunday morning, and then the disciples went there, Jesus wasn't there. He rose from the dead. So my question to you and to all of, what does Christian mean to us personally? Well, I'm going to have to tell you that truly, to some people, it's a family gathering, which is good, but not in itself. Easter is more than just a family gathering. I know we can't do it this year, but we can meet together on Zoom or one of the many platforms. But Easter is more than just a family gathering, and some of us might think, well, it's an Easter hunt. When I was young, I always had an Easter hunt. Or, you know what? A lot of people think, well, you know, it's the visit of the Easter Bunny. Do you know what I was taught when I was young? Here comes Peter Cottontail, up and down the bunny track. Now, that's why you don't ask me to sing. But that's what people think Easter is all about. But Easter is more than that. Easter is the triumph over the grave. Jesus rose from the dead so we can be joyful. To Christians, and for me, Easter has a far more deeper and sweet meaning. You know what I mean? The sweet, it's beautiful to the taste. The day symbolizes the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and his triumph over the grave. And we can have that same assurance, and you're going to hear about that today in today's sermon. You know, the Bible says very distinctly that if Christ had not raised, your faith is worthless and you are still in your sins. But Jesus rose from the dead. It says in verse 20, it says, but now is Christ risen from the dead. Jesus died for your sins and my sins, but he rose. And that gives us the assurance as Christians that we are going to rise to be with him. Are you looking forward to it? There's a lot of people have passed on into glory during this last year of pandemic. Now, you might not believe it or not, but I'm in quarantine myself. I'm in quarantine for 15 days. You're going to say, ooh, but you know, if I get it, I had my birthday this week. Yes. You don't have to all wish me happy birthday. I had my birthday. And for my birthday, my best friend took me out for breakfast. And of course, you can't eat inside. So we ate outside at White Spot. Now, they didn't pay me to say that as a advertisement, but I ate outside in a patio at a distance from my friend. So 2 days later, he phones me up and he says, Ron, I got it. So I had to go get tested, you know, ooh. That was horrible. And they have quarantined me for 15 days. Now you're going to say, oh, Rob, that's so sad. Now, I am not sad. If I got it, if I get it, it's a win-win situation for us. And I'm not just preaching that. You ask people in my life, I live it because I believe it. And I want you to believe it. To a Christian, if God calls them home during the pandemic or after the pandemic, it's a win-win situation because now is Christ risen from the dead. And you know, you can have that same assurance. And if you are a Christian and you're not really, if you're all worried about it, you know, I'm sorry, Gary, I'm going to use you as an example. I went and visited Gary at the hospital. You know, he was happier than I went there. I went there to encourage him. And I got encouraged myself because he believes, we didn't talk about it, but he believes it's a win-win situation for Gary. So if you don't believe that Jesus Christ died and rose from the dead, I invite you, and we're going to talk about that. I invite you. See, it says in the Bible that the wages of sin is death. That's pretty sad. But, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So in this Easter sunny, beautiful, did you see the blossoms outside? Beautiful cherry blossoms, the sun, the blue sky. This could be your Easter morning of your life. You could be a part of the family of God if you're not already a part of the family of God. Yes? Easter. Yes. 7 days before Easter Sunday is reserved in human, in the world as Holy Week, the Passover. These days are set apart for you and I to commemorate the brief 33 years life of Jesus' death and resurrection. We celebrate that every Sunday here at 16. and you can celebrate it with us if you know Jesus. We would love to have you on board. We would love to celebrate, because every Sunday we celebrate that. It began on Palm Sunday, a day when we reflect on how people scattered palm branches before Jesus of Nazareth. And rejoicing in his presence, he entered into Jerusalem crying, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." That was Palm Sunday. Then what happened? Well, as we read in the Bible, something else happened on the Thursday. On the Thursday marks the Lord's Supper, or the day when Jesus celebrated the Jewish Passover with his disciples. And we do that each Sunday here. Yeah, we celebrate the Passover. We celebrate the Lord's Supper every Sunday. Then what happened? Well, according to the Gospel of John, Jesus was tried on Good Friday, first by Pilate, the Roman governor, then by Herod, the king of Judea. Then he went back to Pilate once again, and he was judged. But they couldn't find nothing wrong with him. He was innocent. They declared innocence to him. But what happened? He was handed over. And we find that Christ was crucified brutally on the cross, a death that was usually reserved for only the most dangerous of criminals. And Jesus wasn't a criminal. You know, Jesus died. That's him on the cross there. We don't know exactly how it is, but me being a photographer, I like to picture things. That's why we use PowerPoint. But he died for you and he died for me. You know, and he's alive. We're going to find that out, because, you know, he went to the tomb. Yes, he went to the tomb. They put a seal on it. And there's two, at least two Roman soldiers outside guarding it so nobody could get in. Well, that was it, I guess. No. No. You know, the angel says, "What do you look for? Why do you look amongst the dead?" They asked the woman. "He is risen." However, that sorrowful story of him being crucified is one of joy for those who believe in Jesus. Now, if he had died and stayed in the grave, we would have no opportunity to come to know God through Jesus. See, I can know God, not by studying philosophy or theology or psychology or all of these things, but I can know God through Jesus. Because I accepted Jesus, I can know who God is like, and so can you. That's the exciting thing about it. Why do you look for the living amongst the dead? And I would say that to you today. If you're studying, if you're looking into it, I hope you are, about eternal things, go to the Bible. This is where you find the truth. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. And I would encourage you to read the Word of God. So Easter then is incredibly important. For Christ's resurrection from the dead is the center of the doctrine of Christianity. As we already heard just a few minutes ago, thank you, Eric. I thought you were going to steal my sermon there. But, you know, all other religions, you know, all other beliefs, all other credentia, we say, is that the former people are dead. The founders are dead. Buddha, Mohammed, Joseph Smith, Russell, Marianne Baker, they're all dead. But my Jesus is not dead. And that's why I can get excited. And I'm not putting it on. I am excited. Because Jesus has been resurrected, Christians can say confidently, along with the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians, "O death, where is thy sting?" That's why I say it's a win-win situation. You don't have to dread death. You don't have to be scared of it. Yes, I got my vaccine. Yes, I know I don't look over 75. I look 55. That's okay. You don't have to keep saying that, but I am over 75. So I got my vaccination. Sure. But if I get it because they said I to take it. But if I don't and I get the virus, you don't have to be afraid of the virus. You don't have to be afraid of death. There is hope, esperanza, espoir for all of us and for you too. So if you're scared and frightened, no, we have to obey the rules. I don't want to say proud. I don't know the word about. I mean, I was looking forward to being at 16th this weekend in person until the change last week. Remember, we were able to get together for 50 people, and then boom, Dr. Henrich said, no, we have to obey the rules. We have to be rightfully correct in regards to what they tell us to do. But still, we don't have to be scared. We don't have to be afraid because we have hope where the world doesn't. Then how about what Jesus said? It is finished. It is finished. Why is there hope? If Jesus is hanging on the cross and he said it's finished, is there any hope? He said it's finished. But Jesus says it is finished. The meaning of this word gives us understanding. Finish here means the matter has been completed. There's a conclusion. It's perfection. He doesn't say, I'm finished. No, it was the beginning for us. It was the beginning for you and I. Yes, the finished part of it is that the whole work of redemption, the whole work and plan of God from the Garden of Eden. After man's sin, God planned redemption. God planned that we could get back to him. We don't have to stay in the valley. We can come up over the cross of Christ and we can be with God for eternity. Wholeness has been achieved. There's a way out. It's not like the world thinks it is finished. But let's look at that again. It is finished. That sounds negative to the people of the world. When Christ was hanging on the cross, people were crying and weeping. I probably would have too, because I love Jesus. I would love that person. And I'm probably crying for myself because I wouldn't understand the whole aspect. But now, through scripture, we can understand that it is finished, the work that he came to do. See, he came to do what his Father told him to do, and he's doing it. Seems like Jesus was defeated. It seems like Satan got the upper hand. That he was done. Fini. Ciao. Arrivederci. Goodbye. No. But why did he say this? Well, let me tell you why he said that. And that's the exciting thing about what God has put upon my heart. So what did he finish? Well, John 4:34 says, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and finish his work. Jesus finished God's work, his work. I should have put a capital H there. I apologize. Jesus finished the work the Father had given him to do. Now look at the next verse down there. It says, the works that the Father has given to me to finish, the very works that I am doing. Jesus was accomplishing what God wanted him. He came to do and complete the work his Father sent him to do. Now it was done. Are you getting it? Are you understanding? I hope you are. Jesus finished his Father's work that his Father sent him. And that is so important. God sent his Son to reveal himself, to reveal God, showing what God is like. That's what he finished. We know what God is like. God is love, and Jesus loves you and me, and he died for you and me on the cross. This is the Easter message. He rose from the grave so that you and I will have a way out. So he finished what God wanted him to do, and that was to reveal himself. He also, to recognize us by God, to take our sins on himself. When Jesus died, he took your sins and my sins on himself. Yes, also to defeat Satan and the power of Satan. So when he said it is finished, he wasn't finished. It just began for you and I. But the work God gave him to do, he finished. But you know, then there's the question of sin. Central to what happened on the cross is Jesus recognizing, reconciling us to God. That's what he did on the cross. He overcame sin. See, we cannot overcome sin. Remember we said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And it says the wages of sin is death. But now with Christ taking the sins upon himself on the cross, we can be reconciled to God. Jesus does this by dying for you and for me. I'm not pointing fingers. I'm pointing at myself. Christ died for me as well as he died for you. And that's what I hope you get what I'm putting down. I hope you're picking up what I'm putting down. That's my desire. The most basic answer to sin, and we find that in Hebrews chapter 22, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. But Jesus shed his blood for you and I. I'm going to say, whoopee, I'm so happy. I'm so glad that my Father in heaven sent his Son to die on the cross for my sins. Yes, we shy away from the word sin. We don't like the word. But if we're honest with ourselves, we know that we have all sinned. We know we're guilty. Come on now. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. Sin is referred many times in the Bible. But if we confess our sins, 1 John 1:9, if you and I confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. See, sin keeps us from God. Yeah. That's why Jesus died. I like the illustration. I'm not going to put it up on the screen, but I love the illustration of you on one side and God on the other side. And there's a valley between us. There's a valley. And there's no way to get from here to here by yourself. But believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, we can cross over and be with God and God with us. What a wonderful day that would be if you would do that. Sin is transgression, iniquity. It means that you and I have missed the mark. And whatever we do, we can't earn that. You can be morally correct. You can give blood to the Red Cross. Well, they don't exist anymore. But anyway, you can give blood. You can help the old lady walk across the street. You can do all those things, which are all good. But that won't get you to heaven. The only way is through the cross of Jesus Christ. God answered us that way. Yes, on the cross. On the cross, Jesus finished the long night of his suffering for my sins and for your sins. On the cross, by finishing the work of the cross, he validated a full course of obedience and won complete victory over the decisive battle of Satan. He won the battle. You know, when I was in Jamaica, man, we sang a song. Now, I'm not going to sing the whole thing because Royal shut me off. I know that. So I will just sing one little part. Jesus is the winner man, the winner man, the winner. And you can be the winner man if you accept Jesus, who is the winner man. We can win the battle over sin. We can live a pure life. Yes, we fall left and right. We do. But then we can confess that. We don't do it intentionally. We goof sometimes. We mess up sometimes. Sometimes we take two steps forward and three steps back. But praise God, he died so that we can say no to Satan. I can say no to Satan, not on my own. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And so can you. What a wonderful, wonderful Easter that would be. Hebrews 10:14 says, "For by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified." And then also in Corinthians, it says, "God made himself who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." Jesus died for your sins. He put the sins upon him. For John 1:12 says, "The next day Jesus saw Jesus coming towards him and saying, 'Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.'" In other words, because Jesus finished the work on the cross, you can come to God by faith. Now, I lived in La Belle Province of Quebec for 12 years, and everybody told me, and I'm not being negative about being positive, everybody told me that you can get to God through the mother of Jesus. Everybody, 98% at that time, told me I could get to God through Mary. The Bible. It says there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Jesus died. Mary didn't die for us. She was a wonderful woman, the mother of Jesus. God chose her to bring Jesus into the world by the working of the Holy Spirit. But she's not the Savior, Jesus. Other people say, no, wrong. If you believe this, or if you believe that, or if you go here, if you go there. No. There's one way. We used to sing "One Door and Only One," and yet it sides at two. I'm on the inside. The question I have for you this morning is, which side are you in? I love Homer Hunt's picture of Jesus knocking at the door. Have you seen that one? I actually saw it in St. Paul's Cathedral. There's a beautiful picture of a door, and there's vines and thistles and thorns all in the door. And Jesus is knocking. But you know, a lot of people said Homer Hunt made a mistake and right. There was no doorknob on it. No. You look at the painting. There's no doorknob on that painting. You know why? Because you have to open the door of your heart and say, "Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come in this day. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus." He's not going to force the door. He's not going to push his way in. He's lovingly. He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Why don't you do that? I certainly invite you to. This would be a wonderful time. Yes, the finished work of Christ. You know, the finished work of Christ was divine. The finished work of Christ was perfect. Yes, the finished work of Christ was holy. And it was complete. For you and for me, it was complete, the work on the cross. Now it's up to you. It's up to you to accept it. It's up to you. You know, and because of the cross, there's hope. There's hope. Now we can repent. What is special about Christian? It gives us the possibility of repenting. That means turning 180 degrees. You're back towards sin. You're back towards sin. Oh, excuse me. Yeah. I have to turn around. But you can put your back and you can say, "Yes, Lord." We can personally, individually, privately, there in your home, wherever you are, repent and say, "Lord, I believe that you're my Savior." Yes, dear friends, the grave is empty. The grave is empty. Jesus rose from the dead. And remember what the angel said. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Finally, this is might be new to you. This might be all new to you, but I want to invite you to respond. You can respond by putting your trust in Jesus' finished work on the cross. You can take the step. You can say, yes, I believe. I'm just going to close off with a song, and I hope I don't offend anybody. We all like different genres of music, and it's always dangerous. I'm stepping on thin ice, but I would honestly believe that if you look at the words of this song, and you really understand it, then you can be a part of the glory of God. Yes, let's just sit back. And if you haven't accepted Jesus, accept him. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus now. And if you have come to Jesus, may this Easter be a time of blessing and challenge to you. Okay, can you hear it? Trust that you have made a decision. And this is a message for all of us, even we who know and love the Lord Jesus Christ. He will cleanse us. He will help us. See, I want to be holy. I want to be humble. I want to be heavenly. I am happy, but those three things I have to ask him to cleanse me daily, daily. Shall we just close in a word of prayer? And if you have any questions, check out the website of 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. Check it out. Get in contact with them. They would love to sit with you over a Zoom, not a coffee, maybe over a FaceTime or one of the other platforms, and they would like to lead you to the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you are a Christian, as I said, ask him to cleanse you. He will. And if we confess those things, he'll forgive us. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this Easter. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we do not have to thirst because it is finished. The work that your Father had for the Son was finished. Help us, guide us, direct us, stimulate us. And if any of them out in Zoom land, Heavenly Father, that haven't accepted you, may they do so right now. We ask this in the precious, wonderful name of the risen Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.